Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Text line coming up in a couple minutes. OG Wade has did not call Jalen Hurts the Duke today. Jack, I guess people were commenting.
Oh.
I think he did yesterday, though.
Hell!
Chuck was also in the midday show today. Did you hear that, Jack?
I did. You know what he said about Jalen Hurts?
What?
Because he's a bum.
He did not.
No, he didn't. But it was very close to it. It was like, he was like, I don't want to hear about intangibles anyway. You know, I just want to have a good quarterback.
It. Yeah, he wasn't having it. This segment, by the way, brought to you by iParkit. So, take some phone calls here for the text line. Brooks, Northeast Philly. Hi, Brooks. How are you?
What's up, y'all? How y'all guys doing?
What's up,
Brooks?
Hey, yeah, my deepest condolences, man. I can't even imagine.
I really appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
God bless you, man. And may, you know, God get you through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. The game was lost when the offense, for I think the first three or four possessions, you lined in a bunch of formation against a defense that's very good against the run and fast. The game was over. When I seen that, I said, this game is over. The coach is scared, and it's been a good year. Hurts, either he has to improve his anticipation and his arm strength, or we need another quarterback. On to Howie. Mm-hmm. If he touch any of them first-round draft picks, I think I said it already before. If any of them draft picks is traded for a quarterback, we didn't already started that process when he drafted Hurts. We ain't doing it again, or at least I don't want him to do it again. But he better not do it again. We need, just this simple, a defensive end, a linebacker, and a cornerback. Two defensive ends, a linebacker. Two cornerbacks or a defensive end. I don't care how we draft it. We need three defensive players with them first three picks. If he trade them picks, we're going to be set back for the next 20 years.
But do you really want, Brooks, like, I don't think it's wise to use all three picks in the teens.
It is. Very
this
wild.
Year. Well, why? But hang on a second. Wild. Why not try to accumulate more assets, right? Like, so if you traded, but if you, but hang on, if you traded 19 and you were able to get and move back, you were able to get another pick, like a second round draft pick going forward. Eagles have always done well in the second round, right? Like, I think that's the one of the picks is what Howie uses to try to make it into more picks. They have needs all over the place. They can draft two more defensive players with these other picks they get, right?
If you can get three of the top 32 players in the draft, why not do it? What's wrong?
Do you think they're going to hit on all three?
You have to if you're smart. Be smart for once.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
You have to try to be smart for once. Like, you can't, like, always mortgage everything down,
I got you.
And then trade, you know, and then sign players.
Right.
All these players. You have to try to build a team that's going to sustain success for a long period of time. Enough with this one-hit wonder. We draft a couple of players, then you get lucky, and then you maybe win another Super Bowl within the next 30 years, and then we got to wait another 30, 40 years, and you try to get lucky again. No, you have to build a team, and you don't trade your picks for a $40 million quarterback, and then you got nothing to put around them.
Well, listen, I mean, Brooks, that's a different conversation, mm-hmm. but as far as trying to take one of those firsts and spin it into maybe a future first and a second or something like that, I don't have any problem with that.
I wonder if people realize that Russell Wilson's salary is $22 million next year.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
Well, and they can they can spin it.
I mean, they're trading for him, so they're basically trading for his
salary. For the contract, yes.
Yeah, you're trading for his contract.
Yeah, so the guaranteed money the Seahawks have to eat.
It's already, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the Colts taking on the Wentz deal. He was already under contract.
Yeah, they got a better deal than the Eagles did.
Yeah, so, obviously. You know, they may, I mean, depending on what Russell Wilson's contract situation looks like and whether or not he would want a new deal or what have you, but maybe that waits until you add pieces around him. Because if you trade for him, you know he's not going anywhere. You're going to give him a new deal. But when quarterbacks get moved like this, they often don't take a big deal. Like Tom Brady didn't go to Tampa Bay and say, make me the highest paid quarterback in football.
Right.
He said he went to Tampa Bay and got a nice salary and said, now build me a Super Bowl team around me.
Let's win.
Yeah, let's and go get this guy. Let's get that guy. Okay, you got to pay him this. You got to pay him that. Okay, so I'll take $25
million. I'll work with you.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, and the thing with Russell Wilson is he cares about his legacy, right? Like one of the reasons that he would want out of Seattle is he doesn't believe that this is a way for him to continue to win, mm-hmm. right? So he may be okay with coming in and saying, listen, let's do a new deal. Let's back it. Let's you're going to give me a lot of guaranteed money, obviously, but let's do that on the back end and let's make my cap hits lighter early on so we can add a Davante Adams and we can add this guy and we can add that guy. There's no reason that they can't do that. All right, so Ike, we know the trade deadline in the NBA is it February 10th, Jack? Is that what we decided? So it's a couple weeks away. There is a lot of, and this is Mark Stein, basketball, NBA, longtime NBA writer. He said, it must be noted that there is enough noise circulating league-wide about Harden's reported openness to relocation this summer. The 76ers have shown interest. So there you go. So in other words, there's enough floating around out there that Harden doesn't want to stay in Brooklyn and he wants to go somewhere else this offseason, which then... maybe the Nets now say, well, rather than just let you leave by a free agency or have us kind of buy the stones in a sign and trade, we move you before the trade deadline.
And I tell you this, now this is where Maury's patience could have paid off for him, because now KD is injured. And KD's out for 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. Kyrie is not switching his vax stance right now, so he's still just playing road games.
Mm-hmm.
Harden may be looking at this situation like, man, this ain't going to work. So I might as well get out of here right now. I mean, he would have to force his way out at the trade deadline.
Sure.
Right? Like, he would basically have to go tell them, I don't plan on re-signing. You guys better go out there and find the best deal that you can for me right now.
Yep.
Or he may say, send me to Philly. That's where I want to be.
Yep. Ben Simmons. Is that a Ben plus for Harden?
Now that's a good question. Or is it straight up?
Yeah, because I mean Ben for Harden, of course.
Right.
But do you have to throw Maxie in there to get Harden? Because Harden, you're gonna have to pay Harden a lot more money than I'm comfortable with.
If he only wants to come here, then maybe it would only cost you Ben.
Yeah. It could, but the Nets could
Unless
also
somebody
say
somebody else wants him. Yeah,
the Nets could also say, "Well, screw you!" Like then you can't go,
right?
Well, because I feel like NBA players kind of get where they want to go.
No,
like
agreed.
Stars.
Eventually,
yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Jack agreed, but let's just say that he waits till the offseason. Now he needs the Nets to sign and trade, right? Like because he just can't come to the Sixers and the Sixers give him the $40 or $50 million he wants and have the cap space to do it. So he needs the Nets to move him. Then the Nets can say, well, no, actually, no, we're not going to move you unless you give us more. And if it's in the Sixers' best interest to get the player they want. So it's just interesting.
I think it would have to be more because
– contract matching?
Yeah, it's $44 million he's making. I think Ben's only making, what, 33?
Well, you know who makes 10?
Danny!
His name rhymes with Danny Green!
See ya!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, honestly, like, Ben on the Nets actually would help them. I mean, they don't really – Harden's obviously great, but having a perimeter defender like Ben and having if you can get Kyrie back.
No, makes they're a good team with Ben.
Oh yeah.
It's actually the one place that could actually use him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say they're improving because Harden still is but as far as the needs on the team, like Ben would serve an important purpose on defense and ball handling and all that other stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly don't need him to score.
I'm in. No, exactly. He'd be very happy up there not scoring.
I don't need him to score. He'd be in a major city. He'd be in Brooklyn.
I mean, New York, man, he'd be so happy.
Yeah. If he can get Kendall back.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, he's engaged, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, he's very happy.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, I did too. She seems like a lovely gal.
Right.
Very nice. All right, text line, Jack. Let's do it.
Text line.
Funny that the run game falls apart when I'm not in there blocking on the outside. I smell an extension coming. J-Jaw from the medical tent.
Yes.
At least his agent does have somewhat of a case. What? You see how we looked in the run game without me?
Yep. Damn right. Was his mom saying that on Twitter, Jack? Or?
No, she was talking about how he gritted through that injury in week 18.
Didn't she tweet out a picture of a singer?
Yep.
In surgery or something?
Yep.
Recent?
Yeah.
But yeah, it might have been late last week. Yeah, she was.
You missed that one.
Yeah.
She was, because someone was just like, wasn't adding it anybody, right?
No.
She was searching his name on Twitter, so she went after the guy with the picture of the surgery finger.
Yeah, she's like, little do you know, he played through the whole game after tearing ligaments in his hand in the first quarter.
We appreciate that.
That's tough guys,
Philly tough.
Yeah, J-Jaw, Philly guy.
What's next?
I'd trade Mad Mike to another city before Ben Simmons. Tim in South Jersey.
Man.
Well.
Who has more trade value?
I was going to say, Mad Mike doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And Ben doesn't want to be here.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mad Mike followed up with, and I told him it was a good topic. He said, "Are the Eagles closer to a 4-win team or a Super Bowl champion
next year?" Or
yeah, I mean, I like right now going forward. Right, I guess
closer to a 4-win team than a Super Bowl champion.
2-1-5.
Because he had to respond because I said that he was wrong about the season because he's taking a victory lap.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And he's like, I might have been wrong, but I'm right about the quarterback and the team being a fraud.
Right. I got you.
Are they closer to a 4-win team or a Super Bowl champion? I mean, they don't look like a Super Bowl champion, that's for sure.
No.
All right, what's next?
Agreed, John. That game would have been 17-10 with me, Gardner, starting. Lardner in South Philly.
Lardner?
Yeah, Lardner from South Philly.
Really?
Yeah, they would have scored some points in the first half with Gardner Minshew. He would have been dumping the ball off and checking down and... It would have gotten a couple of field goals. Would they have won the game? No.
No.
They wouldn't have. What's next?
Damn, Russell Wilson sure is a cornball. Donovan in Phoenix.
I'm just on fire today.
Mr. Unlimited.
Well, and five was good for us this season.
Yeah.
Good time with five this season. It's good for us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Seemed like people enjoyed having him.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Good to get him back in and get him reps and get him watching the team every week from that perspective.
Well, he tweeted out the hype video on Sunday.
He did?
Which is good to see.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, he's showing his support, which is good. It's I think that's very good. It's very good.
Agreed. What's next?
Sure, the end of the Eagles season has left a bad taste in all our mouths and leaves us a ton of questions. But if anything, we're mad at the Eagles for leaving us with Flyers hockey, Sixers basketball, and maybe no Phillies baseball. Fun! Mike in Birdsboro.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the people screaming and yelling because the baseball can't come to terms on
I don't like
on
labor,
the lockout.
You don't like labor talks
labor
on the radio? Talk.
No.
You don't like arguing about millionaires and billionaires?
Baseball labor talk's the worst.
Can't wait to get Jack's breakdown every day.
Nah, I'm not. I'm at the mindset of wake me up when it's over.
I agree with you.
What do you mean? I'm coming to you.
Nah, I'll be following it. It just makes me sad. I don't like thinking about it.
It's so predictable, isn't it?
Yes. It's going to be painful. They're going to miss spring training. And the season's going to start in May.
Is this going to cost us a trip to Florida? Are we not going to be able to go to Clearwater?
Yes. Just when I got down to Clearwater, they cancel it.
Well... At least we had last year.
We had last year.
Ike was pouring.
2 years ago.
Two years ago,
yeah. I was about to say last year.
It's been
year.
A long pandemic.
Yeah, it's 2 years.
It's been a long month of January so far, by the way.
Yeah.
Flyers tonight, Jack. Do you have a feel on the game?
It's tough. They lost 4-1 last night in New York. Back home tonight. little home and home action.
Yeah, what's up with the home and home? Islanders are a minus 140 on FanDuel. Are you investing in that?
Yeah, I might have. Yeah.
Are you doing same game parlays with the Flyers?
Well, the problem is there's only two NBA games tonight, so yes, I do have some hockey picks.
Okay.
Which is great.
He's locked in.
All right. So you like the Islanders tonight or no?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Feels like a revenge game for the Flyers.
This Flyers team is terrible.
Yeah.
And they're getting worse.
Well, I know you're putting the heat on, what's the name of the president of the Flyers?
I don't know.
Dave something?
Chuck Fletcher?
No, Chuck Fletcher's the GM. No, the president of the Flyers, that's the problem, is that they don't really have anybody running the franchise.
Oh, no?
They have this corporate Comcast guy who like, literally, he has no background of running sports franchises. He's just like the guy that's like, okay, now you're in charge of the Flyers. And it looks like it. That's the good thing. You need an owner that is there every day that knows what's going on. You don't need an absentee owner. Jeffrey, as much as we bitch about Jeffrey Lurie, blah, 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 Jeffrey Lurie running the franchise from a hands-on perspective is a good thing most of the time.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
John Middleton.
Yeah, well, that's... Anyway, what's next?
The worst thing Jalen Hurts did was make the playoffs. If he had the same year, but the Eagles went 8-9 and missed out, no one would be suggesting insane deals for a declining Russell Wilson. Joe and New Hope.
So Joe is out on Russell.
He's going down with the Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was on Sunday morning. He woke up feeling pretty confident.
Well, I knew he had said they were going to win the game.
So he went two goats already lost. Saban, Belichick, and now Brady.
L.
And he couldn't have taken a bigger L than that tweet right there. He was feeling good. I liked it too. I'm like, man, all right. It's a good one. Got a lot of likes, got some retweets. Right. Jack liked it.
Hey, that's the tweet to put out on game day now.
Yep.
The morning of game day thirst is just out of control on most days.
Especially on a playoff Sunday.
It was a lot of QB1 showing up. By the second quarter, everyone's like, nah, we got to find a new quarterback.
Oh, there was definitely a lot of Jalen Hurts.
Everybody was out by the second quarter.
Yeah, it was a lot of Superman gifts with the number one.
There was a lot. Yeah. I noticed that as well. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's talk to Mike. Mike's calling from Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, listen on the Odyssey app. What's up, Mike?
Ike, man, I want to give you some deep condolences. I was in the same
I appreciate that, Mike.
A few years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know how you feel, but I want to talk about Hurts. Howie and the coaching staff. So basically, first with Sirianni, I believe he gets tunnel vision as a play caller.
Definitely.
So basically, what I saw from him is he didn't understand what Todd Bowles was trying to do to him, because the game plan from the Bucks, they were dedicated to stopping the run. They had 12 people in the box. So what you should have did, you should have had plays in there for Goddard, which he did. But also, once you see that they're triple teaming Goddard, you have plays for Schmitty. And it was like that throughout the year. The Giants even did that to them. He didn't know how to adjust. And he gets in a press conference and he says, oh, well, I have to do better. I believe he can get better off that, but that's something I didn't like from him. In his first year of coaching, I think he'll get better. But going on to Hurts, I think people don't use context when it comes to Hurts, because if you look at it, people say, well, look at Josh Allen's first year, or look at Lamar Jackson's first years. In their first seasons, they didn't have, oh, we're missing reads. It was, oh, he tried to make that throw, but it was 5 yards to the left. 4 yards to the right. Hurts' problem is he's not seeing people completely. And it's been going on for the whole season.
Yeah, he sees one side of the field. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also it factor. So if you notice that Ty Bowles' defense is playing 20 yards off, it doesn't matter what Sirianni calls. I don't know if he has the freedom, but you should be trying to get the ball to Devontae Smith. If you notice, I know it was in the fourth quarter and it was playing off. They threw him a little spot route, and he went 30 yards. because he can make plays.
Yeah, I mean, so, and Mike, we got to run. Were there plays to be made there in the first half with Devontae Smith? I mean, is this a quarterback issue?
I didn't see many plays there. But I've always felt that the wide receivers are part of the problem. It's just that when Devontae is really your only guy, what are you going to do? I mean, we could blame Jalen for trying to force the ball to
right.
him.
Because
if it leads to turnovers, it's like, okay, you're not going through your progression. You're just sticking to one guy. You just locked in on Devontae Smith. You need to go somewhere else. The reality of the situation is, other than Goddard and Smith, we don't have reliable pass catchers. Has some okay pieces,
yeah.
but nothing you can go to that you feel like, okay. Like, even with Quez Watkins, we like Quez Watkins.
He's a nice three or something
right?
like that.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm looking at other teams that
Well, that's
are,
the problem is yeah, now we're looking at the other teams.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this – if we want to be like the other 20-odd teams in the league, then that's where we are right now. But if we want to try to move into that next category of true Super Bowl contenders – man, we got a lot of talent we got to add to this roster.
What do you think about the 4th and 10 pass to Rager?
I don't remember the 4th and 10
oh,
pass to Rager.
Brutal.
It was a comebacker?
Yeah,
or...
it was like in the second quarter they went for it, try to get a first down, and it was a pass to Rager.
And the corner made a better break on the ball. It's to the right side.
No one's worse at coming back to the ball than Rager.
Yeah, Rager just like sits there waiting for it to come to him.
Which is another, as a receiving trait, you got to come back to the ball.
Yep. It was like Aguilar used to wait for the ball to come down, come to him, as opposed to going up and getting the ball.
Go get the ball. That's what I mean. Those little catchphrases y'all like, attack the ball. Yeah. That's where that stuff comes from.
Download iParkIt for the easiest parking in Center City. Use iParkIt Express for 20% off your first 5 uses when you sign up. The perfect parking option for flexible work hours, hotel, and dining. Download iParkIt now for the best prices at the most convenient parking garages in Center City. There you go. All right, Ike, we will be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Appreciate everybody chiming in today, and we'll talk to you then. Coming up next, Joe Giglio is riding with the king. And then he'll take you through the rest of the evening. Everybody, take care. He'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Mr. Unlimited.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.